Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
The recent local elections have resulted in Michael Lee becoming the new councillor for Waitemata and Gulf. Lee has previously held the position before losing in 2019, now coming back in the midst of a wave of new councillors such as new Mayor Wayne Brown. I had a chat with him for our city counselling segment to learn more about his run, his goals for the future, and helicopters. He first gave me a rundown on what led up to his recent win.
Well, interestingly enough, for most of my working life, I was a ship's officer in the Merchant Navy. And in 1990, I took the opportunity to go to the university and get a science degree, Auckland University, and get a science degree, first a Bachelor of Science and then a Master of Science. And about three-quarter way through that process, I got involved with the Auckland Regional Council. There was major concerns, especially in the Hauraki Gulf, about the ports of Auckland dumping contaminated dredgings off the noises. And so I got involved in the protest with Greenpeace and all the rest of it. And I stood for election in the Auckland Regional Council in a bylaw. And at the same time, the other major issue, which is probably even bigger, was the proposed sale of the ports of Auckland. And so I won a by-election for Auckland Central, as it was called then, for the Auckland Regional Council, and the ports privatisation was stopped by one vote. It's interesting that these issues, that was 30 years ago, these issues never quite go away.
Yeah, exactly. So why has this led to you deciding to run again, this time for the Waitemata and Gulf Local Council?
Well, my last 3 years under Phil Goff were not particularly happy for me. And in many respects, I was glad not to have won the 2019 election. I had plenty to do here on Waiheke. Writing another book. I'm still very much involved in conservation. I headed up a group called the Friends of the Hauraki Gulf, and we lodged the first marine reserve application, I think this century, from a private conservation group, and that's gone through all the processes. So that took a lot of work. So I wasn't that keen to come back at all, to be honest with you. The call started coming in late January, from people in the ward, from people across Auckland, and quite a lot of councillors were asking me to come back. And to be honest with you, I was glad to be out of it and did not want to go near the place. But as time went on and the requests kept on coming, and when I heard the council was involved in, let me call it, machinations as regards to our regional parks network, which I had quite a lot to do with, and the Hauraki Gulf Marine Park, and then abolishing the Hauraki Gulf, or trying to abolish the Hauraki Gulf Marine Park, I thought, I'm not going to sit, have a quiet, peaceful retirement with all this stuff going on, so you might as well try and get back in there. So I did.
Yeah. So now that you have started in the new job, has anything changed? What have the first few weeks been like?
I have to tell you, it's a completely different world. Despite my misgivings about going back, I found it to be quite liberating, very positive. Maybe absence makes the heart grow fonder, I don't know, but new leadership, the new mayor, I found it very, very positive so far. Remarkably so.
Have you met with Mayor Wayne Brown yet?
I've been meeting and working with fellow councillors, but also hit the ground running immediately on electorate concerns, complaints from the electorates. Some are just minor, like a guy who'd been trying to get a building inspected. He didn't have very good English, trying to get a building inspector to come round. Real major concerns about private helicopter landing sites, and the council has done nothing about it, and it's kind of gone on too long. So we have to do something meaningful about getting protection for people living next to proposed helicopter landing sites. I don't believe they're necessary at all, but I believe it's time we started changing processes and in regard to the Hauraki Gulf Islands District, which is even more lax than in the city, we will really need a plan change to sort out this problem, because people from Westmere to Great Barrier Island are complaining bitterly about the noise from helicopter landing sites, private helicopter landing sites, I should say.
Yeah, are these owned by just kind of like richer folks in New Zealand, or do they serve any purpose outside of just travelling people back and forth? Are they good for emergency services to be, for example?
Well, you know, you've got the Westpac helicopter, so that's, no one's objecting to the Westpac emergency helicopters landing at Mechanics Bay, landing at Auckland Hospital and picking up people from public parks on Waiheke Island or whatever. Billionaires and the super rich having private helicopters, that's all well and good, but they have to have consideration to their neighbours, and clearly they don't give a damn about their neighbours, and that's caused a lot of resentment. So I think we have to do something meaningful about this. It can't go just dragging on. It's been dragging on for years. It won't go away. And so we have to do something about it.
So clearly this is one of your big issues for the current council term. Is there anything else that you're looking to focus on for the next 3 years?
Yes, I think we have to, obviously, Auckland Transport, Transport in Auckland and Auckland Transport, they're probably one and the same thing. But there is major problems here. I spoke at the first meeting of the council, and I said there's a saying, things will get worse before they get better. And the day before, the New Zealand Herald had two headlines, and one was the massive increase in profits in the construction company Fulton Hogan, and then the other article was 1,000 bus services cancelled in order to reduce, have been abolished in order to reduce cancellations. And I believe the two stories are actually directly linked, because Fulton Hogan is the second biggest corporate on the payroll of Auckland Transport. The first 10 years of Auckland Transport, it scored over 1.54 billion dollars. And the trouble with the buses is they're not paying enough money, decent wages and conditions, to attract bus drivers. And so you can have multi-billion dollar public transport plans, and you're not paying the guys who are actually doing the work what they deserve, what they merit. The whole thing comes to a halt. But I don't think the penny has dropped. In other words, we're paying these big corporates, a lot of them Australian-based, like Downers, which gets even more money than Fulton Hogan, massive amounts of money, and we begrudge paying our New Zealand bus drivers a decent wage and giving them decent conditions. If we did, we'd have no problem in attracting people.
Mm. And on that note of attracting people, obviously this does go in turn with making sure that bus drivers are well paid, but do you support free public transport for Aucklanders?
Do I support,
free public transport.
I would like to have free public transport, but I would like it to be coming from a New Zealand-owned, publicly-owned transport provider. If we're supporting free public transport for Aucklanders in general, that's millions of more money on the ratepayers that goes from the ratepayers to the Australian-owned, and they're all Australian-owned bus companies that are creaming money already. And so if we could have just decent, affordable fares to start off with, but in terms of the goal of free public transport, I don't support lashing out money for overseas investors, which is what we would need to do. I would prefer, if there's going to be free public transport, that we own the transport company. We have union people on the board. It's to the community is involved, and then we can work through, we can compete on that basis. We have to improve the council's image, especially AT's image and Pānuku's image with the public. And I believe we can do it. And if we can, we'll have succeeded. And if we don't, we'll have failed. And we can't afford to fail.
That was City Councillor Mike Lee. We'll be chatting to him every fortnight from here on out, here until further notice.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Councilling on 95 BFM.